Okay, so we actually started the first lines of the Gemara Savrua, and we got sidetracked, you might say, in just the quotation from that Braisa of Mechitzas HaKerem. This is all the first lashon of Savrua. The first Savrua is going to interpret the word Mechitza in the Mishnah as referring to a wall, Guda. And we find evidence for that interpretation in the Braisa of Mechitzas HaKerem, which was quoted by the Gemara, and then once we had it quoted, we learned it through the prism of the Tosis and the Rishonim. But all of this is all to explain the meaning of the word Mechitza, and based on the notion that Mechitza means Guda, now the Gemara is going to draw implications for what is the halacha in terms of Hezek Re'iyah, if Stama Demosa, when you have Shechenim, there's an obligation to impose on both of them to contribute to build a wall or not. So according to the interpretation that Mechitza means wall, Guda, so the Gemara's Medayik here on Amid Bey's second line, Taima de Ratsu. So now the reason that the Mishnah tells us that bonus akosa be'emsa is because of the fact that they both had the agreement that they're going to build the wall. Halo Ratsu. But by inference, if there would not be this agreement specifically, Lasos Mechitza, to build a wall, Ein mechayvin also. You're not mechayv each one to build the kosel. You can one cannot impose on the other without the fact that they agreed. So what does that tell us? Alma hezek re'iya lav shmei hezek. So that would indicate that we don't view hezek re'iya as consequential in terms of imposing an obligation, a legal obligation. It's only because of Ratsu, that's why they have to build the wall. That's what you see from this lashon of Mechitza Guda. Says Rashi, B'taima de Ratsu, Livnos Kosel, it's only because they agreed to build the Kosel. Midas Shneim, this is the Bach Saga, Midas Shneim, from the consent of both. Who the Chivei Chachamim, Sheyivnu bein shneim. That's when the Chachamim obligated them to build jointly the wall. Of course, the Diuk Lashon Rashi, everyone should have noticed when they read the Rashi. Rashi says, Chivei Chachamim. B'chorah, we're going now, obviously, within the Lashon of Hesek Re'alav Shmei Hesek, as the Gemara goes on to say. B'chorah, the obligation to build the wall is by virtue of the fact that they're bound by their agreement. As Rashi continues, he says, okay, they agreed. So what they agreed, Ukaman Parech, the Gemara is going to ask further, Kishiratsa Mayahavi Lehedri Bahu, just because they agreed, they gave their word, that doesn't bind them. And the Gemara is going to answer that they made a Kenyan Kanumiyada, and how that works, the Gemara is going to discuss. But bottom line, whatever it is that they did with the form of the Kenyan, that's they have to follow through because they're committed to that Kenyan. So the halacha building the kosel l'chorah is not chiv chachamim at all. Right? It's the halacha that they have to keep to what they made up. This is important, diuk and Rashi. If we just had this lashon Rashi for itself, maybe we could try to play down the diuk. Not that we ought to, but we could and say, well, all Rashi would mean is that's the halacha. The chachamim are the ones who are giving over the dinim, the mishnah stating the din. So the din is, as stated, chiv chachamim, that's just kind of a way of speaking. But b'maisa, there's more likely than not, there's more to Rashi, and again, because we saw already a diuk like this on Amud Aleph, if you remember, and we'll see further on in the Amud as well. So let's hold this on the side, and just notice the diuk as we read it, that Rashi mentions chiv chachamim, even though l'chayra were going hezek re'alav shmei hezek, and the basis for building the wall is the fact that they were mechayev themselves, the meshavet themselves to build the wall. Rashi says further, right? Ava ul ratsu shneyan. Let's say they didn't both agree. What would that mean? Shahaya echad omer. One of the two would say, daya l'chalka b'mesipas shel yesedos etzim tekuim ba'aretz nemuchim. In other words, rather than commit himself to building Guda, to build a wall, so Rashi gives us the other alternative. Rashi says, it's enough to divide, knows we're going to divide, and we'll divide it by having a small marker on the ground. Mesipas, Rashi defines, look carefully at the language, Mesipas shall yesedos etzim tekuim ba'aretz, knows low pegs that are stuck into the ground, and that apparently is a given that has to be done, right? Because point is, at this, we're assuming that the chatzer is big enough to divide, it's divisible. There's dal ramas lezev, dal ramas lezev, the shear that you divide the chatzer. And they don't have to build a wall unless both agree that there's going to be a wall. So what is it, if it's not going to be that he agrees to a wall, what would he for sure have to go along with? What does he respond? Mesipas. So that, Rashi got this from Hemshech HaGemara. The Gemara further down talks about, you know, this idea that there's a mesipas. L'chol ha'pachas has to be a mesipas. You can't have a division of a jointly used chatzer into two separate parts unless you know exactly whose part is, where one part ends and the other part begins. So that's a given, that you have to have a token marker. So the point is that one of the two might want a wall to divide. After all, the wall gives you the privacy of Hezekiah. The other one says it's enough to have a mesipas. So these pegs on the ground is enough. And the Mishnah would be saying that only because of Ratsu, that's why bonus are kosel. If it's not Ratsu, if the other one counters that it's enough to have just a small marker on the ground to show, you know, where your side is and where my side is. Lo kaifinan le, we don't force him to have to contribute to a kosel. Which means Hezek Rehob Shmei Hezek, but Rashi gives us a little more insight into what this means. What would it mean to say Shmei Hezek? And because we hold Lo Shmei Hezek, we don't accept that argument. What is the argument? So it's an important diuk in Lashon Rashi as we continue here. The Ein Zeh Yochel Lomar Lo, and the other guy who's pushing for a wall in as part of this division of the Shutfis, he can't say, Eini Chafetz Shetira Asokai. I don't like the fact that you're going to be looking into my business and what I do in my chatzer, now that it's my chatzer, the half that's now becoming mine exclusively, any chatzer yitira sakai. This is the first indication of what exactly Hezekiah is. This claim, any chatzer yitira sakai. The truth is, there are two ways that Achronim like to present Hezekiah. Probably you could put both into Lashon Rashi, but one fits a lot better than the other. Let me explain. L'chora, what is the taina of Hezekiah that would be Shmei Hezek according to one Bad the Amar, and here is saying it's not considered an argument, it's not considered a taina of that you have to build a wall? So it could be, like the words might be mashma. Just the fact that I'm operating in my chatzer, I'm still going to do it. But I'm going to do it with you peering down at me and looking. That is something that bothers me, that bothers some. That's the hezek. The hezek is the very fact that you are going to see me operating, doing my business in my chatzah. That is the tain of hezekiah. I think that's what the Lashon perhaps is more mashma. No, eini chafetz yetira asokai. I do what I do in my chatzah, but your being able to see it is something that's considered to be infringement on me, and that's called hezek to the extent that I can impose on you an obligation with me together to build a wall that not happen. Calling it a hezek means it's actionable, that there's an illegal obligation for both of us to make sure that doesn't occur. And the taina is because any chafetz, I'm doing what I'm doing, I don't want you to look at me as I'm doing it. The other way to think about it is, the point is that since I don't want you to see what I'm doing, so obviously I'm not going to be able, and there's no wall, so you're going to be seeing, and therefore I'm not going to be able to function, to do a lot of what I like to do. So the very fact that I will not do things in the chatzer because of my concern that I won't have privacy, so that being constrained, that inability to operate freely in my chatzer, because of the fact that you're going to look at me and see what I'm doing, that gufa is considered the hezek. You follow me? So the hezek ri'iyah is the fact that I will not be able to. You know, in one way you could see that as something like a grama, but that's what the definition itself of the hezek is. That you're, my not being able to function the way I'd otherwise like to function, that's the hezek. Okay. The Lashon of Rashi, if you wanted to push it that way, that you could take it and say, yeah, any chadir asakai, and therefore I'm not going to be able to do it. So if you want to read that into Rashi, you could. Probably a smoother read of Rashi is without having to add that extra line. In other words, any chafetz knows I'm doing it anyway, but the fact that you're going to see me, that's the problem of the hezek. These are two ways, classic svaras that Stipe and others all bring into the mix of how to explain hezek v'yavis. Zalman, the idea either the fact that the very fact that you're looking is the hezek, or the fact that I won't be able to do as much because of my concern. Again, we have to see Rayas, Lukan, in different ways as we go further in terms of the two Svaras. But again, the words of Rashi are very interesting. That's the tain of hezek ria. If we all go shmei hezek, we dismiss that claim. It's not really a problem. So he won't look, or his looking isn't creating such a problem, and so on. So this is the inference according to the idea of Guda, that Mechitza means Guda, because they agreed to make the wall. Now, of course, we have an obligation, Rashi says, Takanas Chachamim, Chivum Chachamim, to build the wall. The Gemara counters, Ve'ema Mechitza Plukta. Why are you assuming, you said Sabrua, Mechitza is Guda, and then you're Medaik, that only with Ratzu, without that, you can't force the other one to participate in sharing in the cost of the wall? Maybe the opposite. Maybe we'll come away with a different shot of the Mishnah, an exact opposite position on Hezek Ri'iyah. Namely, Mechitza means Plukta. Mechitza doesn't mean Ratzu Lasses Mechitza to build a wall, but to simply divide, their partnership. Where do we find the word Mechitza to mean Plukta? Lashon HaPasuk. Parshas Matos, Kiddushiv, Vatihi Mechsas Ha'eda, in Mechemes Midyan. Vatihi Mechsas Ha'eda means the word Mechitza, that means division. And if that's the pshat of the word Ratzalasis Mechitza, in other words, that they would agree to dissolve their joint ownership, so then what would follow? Vekeva de Ratzu, once it's Ratzu on that, bonus Kosa Bar Kochel. Then, once there's an agreement to break up the shutfis, then for sure he has no choice but to participate in the wall. Why? The answer is Alma Hezek via Shmei Hezek. Because once you have two Shechenim and there's no partnership anymore, then we can impose the obligation on both of them to build the wall. Chayra, then a whole different reading of the Mishnah and a whole different halacha that follows. Rashi says, Plukta. Chalukas chatzer, dividing of the chatzer, shuhushvu daitam l'cholka. They agreed, they had mutual consent to divide the chatzer. Now Rashi gives us more background. Why do you need their mutual consent to divide the chatzer? Kigon, shalohaya ba ches amos kedei lezeh, kedei lezeh. The rule is, as the Mishnah tells us later in the Perek, that depending on the size of whatever it is, if you can view it as divisible and each one would have a usable functional half, then you can impose one on the other that they divide. But if you're going to left, you can be leaving the two halves with not really usable parts, then you need mutual consent. So in the case of a chatzer, it would mean you have to have a total of ches amos, so each one has a 4 amos space, and then one could force the other to split the chatzer. But if you don't have that amount, that's where you need them both to agree. And that's why it says Ratzu. Ratzu going on Mechitza, meaning not on the wall, but on the division itself. And what would that mean? Once there's an agreement to divide the Chatzer, because you couldn't get there without an agreement, bonim koso avanim al karcha. Then you have to follow with the wall that's described in the Mishnah, whether they like it or not. V'in bo ha'echad lomar, e'efshi b'yitzia zu. I don't want to have to pay for stone, my share in a stone kosel. El mesipas bi'alma, like Rashi brings earlier, that's what he'd want to do, get away with paying just for a small mesipas. That much he'd have to do, right? That's a given. Ein shomen lo mishim hezek hari'ir. So it comes out, the Gemara is presenting an alternative reading of the Mishnah, which would mean exact opposite halach, the hezek ria shmei hezek. Once you have the agreement for the division, then it's already mechiyav of hezek ria. Go ahead, Aryeh, what's your question?
Yeah, it's really in the previous Rashi when we quoted the lekamon.
Yeah.
Wasn't that, isn't that
question? That's a Dav Gimel.
Right. It's isn't that question a question within the other mandamar though? The mandamar klukta?
No.
The question where it says Kevin Shirotsu my hobby. So wasn't that when the Gemara brought up that question, the question was asking within once they agreed, maybe they'll unagree? They agreed to divide it. Who said the Rashi needs to be quoting in terms of Gudab. The way I understood the Gemara was that it was a question about Plukta. And I think Tosfos over there also discusses why it's not even a question by.
That's right. So we have to. Good. So it could be. Right, we'll have to deal with that. Maybe that Rashi will learn differently. We'll have to see. Good. It's a good Ha'ara. We'll have to see. We're not there yet, but we'll keep that in mind. Good. Right. We'll have to know. Rashi does mention the Gemara. The Gemara does refer to it in terms of the agreement on dividing the Chatzah. And Rashi's saying in connection to the Ratzu and the Kotsa. Good. Okay, so this is going to be in again that Tosis that you're referencing, 100%. It's an Indian. It's good. It's good, but it's not for us now. But we'll have to keep that in mind. Good. Any other questions so far? So this is what we're holding in the Gemara. The Gemara is presenting an alternative reading of the Mishnah. Tosis is going to tell us why push that shot in the word Mechitza isn't a Pashtus. Otherwise, we'll get to the Tosis. So the Gemara says that. Is not the reason why the first version doesn't accept such an interpretation. He holds that mechitza means guda, says the Gemara, because ihachi hai shiratzu lasas mechitza. Why use the lashon ratzu lasas mechitza if what you mean is dividing dissolving the shutvis? Then ratzu lachsos mibayle. Why speak in such a cumbersome way? They wanted to make a division. You can be much more direct in your language, more succinct, and say ratzu lachsos. So Rashi's machit means to make a chefza called a kakosa, that the word fits better. So that's the Gemara's challenge to the pshat that was suggested. It should say ratzu lachsos. Okay, so the Gemara says, but still, I have a problem with the lashon even according to the pshat of Guda, Elamai. What are you going to say? It means Guda. Ratzu lachsos machit means make a fan, make a wall, and because hezek ria lo shmei hezek. But then bonus a kosel, why say bonus a kosel? Bon osomi bayale. You don't have to repeat the word kosel. You already said the word kosel by saying machitza. So they just need a pronoun now, right? It should say, Vatsulas is machitza, then bon oso, the oso going on the machitza, which is a reference to the wall. So why repeat the word kosel, so to speak, a second time? And for the Gemara, for the following. Itana oso, if it would have said, Vatsulas is machitza, bonim oso. Be'emsa. So then, itani oso havamina be'mesipas bi'alma, that it would be with a mesipas. Kamash malan koso. What does it mean exactly? It said oso, I would think, be'mesipas bi'alma. Don't forget, the Mishnah says, avanim and so on, gavil gazis and so on. Rashi said mesipas meant these yesedos. We're going to have a lot of problems in Rashi, but let's see what Rashi says first. Hava mina b'mesipas bi'alma. If it would have said bonim oso, so we'd never use the word koso in the Mishnah. We'd say machitza, and then say oso. Hava mina b'mesipas bi'alma mayir masnisin. Then the Mishnah is discussing a mesipas bi'alma. Now Rashi says, the iunami machitza ikru. That's also called machitza. So Rashi emphasizes that, in other words, the word mechitza is going on this mesipas, which is a form of a mechitza, so a form of a wall. Because don't forget, we're still working within the lashon that mechitza means what? It means guda. So it comes out that what they agreed to is to make a mechitza, which could also be defined in terms of a mesipas. Now, the next obvious question Rashi is going to anticipate, but then why do you need the ratzu for that? Anytime there's going to be a division, there's automatically going to follow from that that you have to have for sure a mesipas. You don't need to have a ratzu on mesipas. So Rashi continues in addressing that question. The ratzu diktani, and here gets a little sticky in Rashi, the ratzu diktani achagukakai. The ratzu, that you need the ratzu, without that you don't have what follows in the Mishnah, it's going on chalukah. And you need their agreement on chalukah, k'she'ein ba'din chalukah. Now, at first glance, Tosis is going to jump all over Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Ratzu is going on chalukah. We're holding now within the lashon of what? Right, that mechitza is good. And Rashi himself said a minute before that the mesipas itself can qualify as guda, as mechitza. So the Pshan Rashi is what, as the Maram already points out, and you have to know therefore what Tosus meant in asking the Kashan Rashi, this particular Kasha. But L'chara, it's like this, that we're talking about an Ein Badin Chalukah, so you need the mutual consent to divide the joint beyond Chatzin. But the way that they're speaking about it, the Mishnah is expressing that idea as saying, to make a mesipas. The word mechitza still means good. But mesipas also is something of a divide, a fence. It's a fence which is very low, made out of, as Rashi says, of the pegs. So a way of saying one to the other, what are we agreeing to? It's not kedei chalukah. So we agree to make that mesipas, to divide between what's going to be your share and my share. So again, we're getting to we're putting in the scenario of an ein bo kedei chalukah, but we're expressing it not that they wanted to make a division, but they wanted to make, build, construct a marker to divide. Now, which is a way of saying we have to obviously have two separate shares here and dissolve the partnership so that we have that marker. The marker is associated with having done a division on the chatzah. But instead of saying they wanted to make a division, they wanted to construct a mechitza, namely a guda. But what kind of mechitza? What kind of guda? What kind of mechitza? The yesedos. The sipas. So now, what would that mean? So they agreed to make a mesipas. Bonim also, they built a mesipas. So then what would that mean what is the obligation if they agreed to make a mechitza? What's their agreement to make a mesipas? But really, the halacha is, if they agreed to make a mechitza, what do they have to make? A kosa. Because that's what's inherent in that agreement to make a mechitza. Not because they agreed, because of their agreement. So that's why the Mishnah needs to use a lush and kosel, not oso, kamashmo and kosel, the ratsu diktani mishum kosel. And what the ratsu now, the agreement is now going to impose on them is that they ratsu on kosel, the ilo ratsu paglo b'mesipas. And without the ratsu, it'll be enough to have the mesipas. But now, the ratsu brings them to the level that they have to build a kosel. Okay, so this is, we'll have to see more about Rashi with Tosfos and ask many kashas on Rashi. Let's just bring up one of the issues. L'chaira, one of the obvious kashas that's going to come up in Tosfos and Rashi is, how could anyone have thought, if the Mishnah would say, oh so, that all they have to do is build a mesipas? Rashi defines mesipas as what? Yesedos eitzim tekuim ba'aretz. And what does Mishnah say that they have to build? Bonim oso, how they build it? Vilgazis, avanim. So how can you fit the Gvil Gazis with the idea of a Mesipas where Rashi says it's not avon? Right? Everyone hear the problem. Tosus is going to have a benefit of answering that, because Tosus is going to learn that Mesipas can also be avonim, but there's certain chisronos in Mesipas of avonim vis-a-vis a kos of avonim, be it the height, be it that it's transparent, there are windows, and therefore the kosel is obviously going to indicate that it's not going to be a mesipas avanim, it has to be avanim without the associations of what mesipas brings, which is something more inferior than a kosel, but avanim it is. But Rashi defined mesipas in terms of not avanim at all. So what the Ramban and the Ran say in this issue, the Rashi says a little different. What does the Ran say? That you have to learn the Mishnah with studim, that the Mishnah is really saying a few different things. If they would agree to make a mechitza, then they would build also be'emtza. What would that mean? They would build what be'emtza? A mesipas. What do you need the ratsu on that? The answer is because it's em kedei chalukah. So you need them to agree to divide their shutfas. How do they speak? They speak about, let's make that mesipas. Meaning to say, let's create a division in the chatzah so that there'll be a marker between us. But the way to say that is, build the mesipas. That is not avonim. And if they would agree not to build a mesipas, a mechitza, but they agree to build a kosel, then the Mishnah goes on and describes what that would entail. That would be avonim and gvil gazis and so on. So it comes out that the Mishnah is really presenting different scenarios of the ratz. This is what the Ran and the Ramban say, B'das Rashi, Pirish Kepirusha Shel Rashi. The Rashi has a little different nature to Rashi, but that's how the Ran and the Ramban learn. Everyone here, that's how it could at least take care of that Kash of Tosis. We'll see more in Tosis on this. B'chur, that's the Pirish of Rashi on this Gemara. Let's take a look at Tosis. B'ema Mai Machitza Plukta. So after presenting the Pshad Machitza Guda, and we quote Machitza Sakerem as the example, so we counter by saying maybe Machitza means Plukta, and then you'll end up with the opposite conclusion, the Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Mefarish Ri, Mishum Da'aloshin Guda Yesh Kama Kushios. What's bothering the Ri? It's going to be seen in Hemshach of Tosus, that the Pashtus really should be that Machitza means a wall. But because there's going to be problems that we're going to run into within this pshat of Guda, Yesh Kama Kushios Kide Parech B'Samuch, the Gemara is a whole Amad Gemara, Tashma, many, many cases that seem to prove that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, and we have to find ways to resolve. So that means that it's not so simple to come away with Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek. There's more of a preponderance of evidence that Shmei Hezek. Therefore, dochek lefarish, ufikach dochek lefarish, mechitza plukta, afal gad bechol makom av mechitza guda. This is what we noted on Amid Aleph, that really it's not just mechitza sakerem that's the support of the pshat mechitza being guda, but there's many, many examples of it. Throughout Shas, the word mechitza means, as we imagine, mechitza means a wall. Yeah, there's that one pasuk in Parshas Matos in Lashon HaPasuk, but really, Mechitza, Lashon Nishna, for example, that is always the case. The Gemara picked Mechitza Karen, the Ramban tells us why the Gemara thought to prove that from their particular example. But given the fact that there are problems with this, Yesh Kama Kushos, this would be a little bit of a shtickle support to the Rashash and the Amid Aleph, right? The Rashash had the Girsa and Tosfos, that Tosfos says, Halacha follows which Lashon? Second Lashon, Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek, and Tosfos, why is that? Because on the first Lashon, Lashon Tosfos is, V'yizeh Lashon Eino Iker Machmas, Pircha Del Kaman. That's what we have in our wording of Tosfos. And the Rashash changes it to Machmas, Pircha Del Kaman. I think that would be go very well with what Tosfos is saying over here. In other words, that there's Kama Kushos. It's not just one Kasha, maybe this Kasha right here, but that should say also. But really the whole Amid Gemara, and we have to give answer after answer to try to figure out why we can still preserve the shita of Lav Shmei Hezek. So that's why the Tosfos says we don't hold like the first Lashon. We go really that Shmei Hezek. So that's why Savrua in the first Lashon, and this is the Tosfos why the Gemara is pushing back so forcefully, even though the Pashtus should be Machitza Mizguda, because of the fact that these answers don't seem to ultimately be perfect answers. They're imperfect answers. So therefore, it'd be better to be solve one dochik in the Lashon of Mishnah rather than the dochik in Svara that we have to keep coming with answer after answer. Interesting. Tosfos is trying to show you that there's a shikul here, that even though the Lashon is not as meduyik in the Mishnah, but the Svara comes out more gishmak to say Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, rather have to go each case and answer up for itself. This is what comes out from the Tosfos. Yaakov, question?
The quotes as
right. Oh, he quotes it? Oh, okay, I didn't remember. Itaki says that's why he changed it. Okay, thank you. Okay, so you have to look at the Rashash. Okay, I only knew the Haggah from the Haggah's with Tziyunim. See what they did? See, they do the work for you, but then you lose out if you just have the shortcut way. Yeah, in Chanami. See, goes to show you. Sometimes making it easier is not always the always look inside. Okay, either way, we're machaving to that. Also good. Okay. Weiter. Mekeven de ratzu bonim es hakoso bal karcha. So this is again what Gemara is now presenting as the alternative, that really mechitza means division, and to the contrary, once there is an agreement of ratzu to divide the chatzar, now the koso must be built bal karcha, and he can't taina mesipas is enough. He has to go along because hezek riyah shmei hezek. Tosfos points out, "Lukaman mukila kishein badin chaluka." This is what Rashi tells us. In other words, it's not stated yet in the Gemara, but that goes together. The ratzu is necessary because otherwise you couldn't impose the chaluka on the other party. But if it's embag de chaluka, then you have. If it was kedei chaluka, you could impose it. You wouldn't need the ratzu. And if it's eng de chaluka, that's when you need the ratzu. So that's why it was Ratsu together, both of them agreed to divide. And now you have to, no choice but to build a wall. V'teima l'ri. Tos has a simple kash and cheshbin here. So if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, so now this is the alternative. This is going to be the second version, the second savruah that Gemara is presenting now as the pushback to the first savruah. Teima l'ri. The amai nokat hana demasnisin be'ein badin chaluka v'katani ratsu. So it comes out, in order for the Mishnah to make sense, to teach us the din of Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek, what are you forcing the case into? It was a ratsu on the plukta, on the dividing the chatzit. So that means you have to talk about a case that you need the mutual consent to divide the chatzit, namely, it's Einba Kedei Chaluka. And then teach me the halacha that once you got to that point, to the consent to divide, now they're going to be dividing. Now there's a halacha of Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek, Bonzikos v'Bamsa. Lo listni ratsu, forget ratsu, throw that out of the picture. Forget about a ratsu case that you need their consent. Ula ayri b'shiyesh b'din chaluka, and just talk about a case of yesh b'din chaluka. So now Reuven and Shimon are partners. The chatzar is big enough for the both to have their dalet amos. Reuven imposes chaluka on Shimon. Now they have two different shears, they're no longer partners. Bonus akosa b'emsa, hezekria. Why do you have to get to the point of hezek v'yishmei hezek through the ukimta of a case of eimak v'chaluka with a mutual consent to build, to dissolve the partnership and then talk about building the wall? Abhi's kasha? Clear, everybody, right? Says Tosis, interesting teretz. The teretz, the re gives the teretz. It's a teimel re, right? It's an abhi's kasha. The teretz, the kamash malon, there's an extra chidush that you have dafka within the case of Einbak de Chaluka, that you still have the halacha of building a wall for Hezekiah. The kamash malon, the following. The salka daitach, b'she'einba din chaluka. You might have thought in a case like this, with Einbak de Chaluka, that one person could veto the dividing of the shutfis. The matzi lememar, that the one that doesn't want to now participate in the wall will say the following argument. Ki israt soyloch lachlok, that which I gave my consent to divide the shutfis, that now we're no longer jointly owning the one chatzah, but we have separate chatzeros, you have yours, I have mine. Ki israt soyloch al menas shelo lasas guda. That was there was a string attached to that. That was conditional. That was with the condition that we don't have to make a joint wall. So there'll be Hezekiah, but not to have to pay for a wall. I never gave my consent with the understanding that there should be a wall. Cost money. I'm not paying them money. I only agreed to divide. But I only agreed to divide, we have to build a wall. Kamash malon, that you can't make such a time. There's a ratsu on the division, then memela bonus akosa b'emz. The yesvarm the makshin of the king ahead of the shuli shmaitin. Later in the Gemara, there's a girsa in the Gemara that very cheshbin is mentioned in the Gemara itself. Now, at first glance, Tosis is very hard to understand. As many were asking, the shir assistants especially were wondering, chayra, what kind of a, where is this coming from? Out of left field, such a taina. Is there any indication when the person agrees to divide a chatz, what does it mean? I only agreed on almanas. Lemaisa, that no longer shutfis. You agreed to separate the shutfis? Yeah. Nu, hezekria, shmei hezek, right? Now I have two shchenim living one next to the other. Hezekria, shmei hezek. What does it mean? I only agreed not to have a wall. Where in the world does that come from? Hezek v'yishmei hezek. What does it mean in effect? I only agreed not to have a wall. But hezek v'yishmei hezek. What could it mean? What might it mean? Mechila. Let's consider possibilities. In other words, we have a whole sugya about it. We shouldn't discuss. You can be mocha on hezek v'yishmei. The Rosh already pointed out, if you have eight, the mocha hezekriya. So his taina is, I'm only agreeing or only agreed to dissolve the partnership if you be mochum, he has a kriya, yet you're mochum, has a kriya. Where do you have any indication that that's his das? Did he say anything like that? It's a tanai. It's a tanai. But it's a tanai, al menas. Don't you have to explicitly say such a tanai to speak up? Otherwise, we call it what? It's in your head. What do we call that? Dram shabalev. Like what? You can undermine a transaction just because, oh, really, I was thinking. Hezek v'yishmei hezek is an independent issue. Independent issue, right? Two Shechenim live side by side. A wall needs to be built because of the problem called Hezek Riyah, and we assume Shmei Hezek. But there's an earlier part of the story. How did they get to be Shechenim side by side? Because originally they were partners jointly in the Chatzar, Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, and then they got to the point because they agreed to divide that Chatzar, even though it was too small, so one couldn't impose it on the other. Fine, but now they agreed. Okay, so now chapter 2. Now we have Reuven and Shimon, each one with a small little tiny chatzar, but so be it. Now, the halacha is Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek. They have to create a wall. So what's Shimon going to say? But, you know what? Huh, I only agreed not to have, what does that do with anything? You made a tanai? No. Dram shebelev. A tanai that I have to be mochel, Hezek v'Yah. I don't know what Tosis means a tanai anyway, I don't know. I only agreed this much. That's what Tosa sounds like. I didn't agree with a wolf. What is the, if it's a tanai, it doesn't sit the words of Tosa very well. Tosa, I only agreed if. It sounds like my consent was a limited consent. Not, I consented, but I have a string attached, and I have a tanai that I'm holding over you. Moreover, if it's a tanai of mechila, then how could that count as anything? There was never any stipulation that was stated. So you agreed, division is done. We have an agreement to divide, and we make a kinyan, whatever, we're done. Now, Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek comes into play. What kind of svar is Tosfos presenting? Danny, patiently waiting, yeah.
Also, on the other side, if it is a good mechila, then it should be good, the maskana also. Why would it be shut down?
So, the answer is, we don't know that there was a mechila, that there was such a tanai. That's exactly the point, you know. He's making this argument that I only agreed al menas. So, you want to call it a tanai? But obviously, we dismiss it out of hand. It's not correct. But why would it be such? Why would anyone think that the division of the shutris should be contingent on not having a wall? See, the thrust of my question is l'chora. They're two unrelated inyanim. There's one issue, and that is that there was a jointly owned chaser b'shutris. And the history of that is that from there it became a divided chatzar with Reuven and Shimon each owning their own area. There's another halacha that they're the separate Reuven and Shimon individual Reuven and Shimon, who each owns their own private area, have an obligation together to build a kosel because it has a kriya. And Tosfos says, so why talk about getting to this point of division through mutual consent of Ratsu, and then they have to build the wall, talk about a case where one can impose it on the other, and again, they're at the same point, and then they have to build the wall because Hezek v'Yah. So Tosfos answers, no, but by Ratsu, there's an extra chidush. Because the chidush is, you could have thought that the one that doesn't want to participate in the wall will say, well, you know, I have leverage here, because my agreeing to divide, had I not agreed, you couldn't get to the point that we are right now. So maybe I want you to know I only agreed to divide the shutris if there's not going to be a war afterwards. What kind of time is that? One thing has nothing to do with the other. There's dividing the war, the chatzar, and there's the new reality of Reuven and Shimon, which have each has their own individual small chatzar. And that situation calls for a war. So what's this Shimon saying, I'm holding hostage that which you want me to agree to the shutvis, to divide, dissolve the shutvis, I'm holding that hostage to my wanting that there shouldn't be a wall. First of all, what does that mean? Second of all, where do you have an indication that there's such a stipulation, if you want to call it a tanai? And if anything, it's dram shebelev. That's the difficulty in this Tosfos. Where is this coming from? Yeah, okay. David, Noam, Aryeh, go.
He does have something it's not really that they're going from one reality where they both have one chatzer to another reality where they each have a small chatzer. It's no longer a chatzer.
But it is individually for individual use. I mean, whatever they'll do with it. I mean, lemaisa, it's still whatever it's usable for. Not normally viewed as functional space, but obviously you have your space. It might be a little more. It's generally not viewed as a normal size, but it's a mini size. Obviously, it's still shaykh subject to hezekriya. We see that from the Mishnah itself. So that doesn't seem to be the issue. Obviously, if the hezekriya exists, obviously there's something you can do there. It's just that it's not normally big enough that you can force a person to have to give up what would be normally the minimum that most people would want to have. Okay?
So this is his claim wanting to build a sipas as opposed to a wall. It's just that he doesn't want to spend the money?
That's of course. Why doesn't he want to build a wall? That's because it's always about money. Right? Yeah, we're both say, let's think about this question. Let's see. Berknow, Mario.
So if Tosfos is trying to make a chiluk that, if it would have said, Mishnah would have said, just I'm making sure I have this right, that Yesh put in chaluka, but and it could have said Yesh put in chaluka and not and leave out Ratzu. So isn't what Tosfos seems to be focusing on is that if it would have said Ratzu, so in the fact that the word Ratzu would provide this misconception. So right, meaning that I would think that I would have a right to do X, Y, and Z we're talking about. So
right, there's an extra chiddush by the case of Ratzu that I wouldn't have known otherwise.
So I mean, I don't know, this is Netanya actually brought this up in Seder, I think kind of that we were talking about that going back to Rabbeinu Yonah a little bit about how even when I'm a Ratzu, so then that's what generates Hezekriya in a sense. That meaning if I could think that if I'm the reason why we have, it's just, I mean, it sounds like a simple answer, but if I'm the reason why we have to build the wall because I'm Ratzu and Eimad and Chalukah, so then I have a right to make certain Tanah. I have a hobby now, I can have a right to make certain Tanah and say, listen, I don't want to do this, I can do this. I'm the one who, after all, who's it's not the Chalamim who are being Mechayim, it's a Ratzu by myself.
But the Ratzu is on an issue unrelated to Hezekriah. That's one problem. That's my problem. The Ratzu is specifically about agreeing to separate the Shutfis.
Why are they separating it, though? Because of Hezekriah. I thought we said, that's what we always said, like from Nachum, like
the Ratzu is about Ratzu to divide the Shutfis.
And then Hezekriah is not related to that?
That's my problem. Unless we reformulate what this whole wall is about, Hezekriah, that's where we're going, obviously.
Right.
With Chayra, these are independent issues. One issue is dividing the Shutfis. Another issue is the wall because of Hezekriah. Divine Shutfis can be in one of two ways. Either it's big enough and one can impose the division of the Shutfis on the other, or it's not big enough and they need mutual consent. Tosis wants to know why discuss the case of mutual consent, the second case, talk about the same halacha with the first case, where one opposed it. Either way, we're at the same point right now that Hezekriah kicks in because now we have two separate people on either side. Now, Tosis gives an answer that if we only spoke about a case one opposed on the other, then the other case we'd be at a loss because we could hear a svara in that case that since he needed to agree to dissolve the shutfis, maybe he has the right to hold over the other guy that when we dissolve the shutfis and we have to build, we're not going to have to build the wall. I don't have to pay for the wall. What does one have to do with the other? And Elamites, a tnai that your mocha has a kriya. Where do we see such a tnai? Where do we hear him making such a tnai? Dvarim shebelev. Ki yisrat soi. It's as if we're saying that the division itself has a certain price that he doesn't want to have to pay. So that price of the wall, that much you don't have in my consent. I never gave that to you. What does that mean? What does the Hezekriah wall have to do with the terms of the division? I mean, Sheilas Chacham Chassid Tshuva, the way I'm presenting the question, you understand where we're going, right?
Yeah.
That maybe there's a way to think about Hezekriah and the wall differently than we so far have been discussing. I'm leading you to Mahalach, but obviously the question should be clear. Like, what kind of a taina is this? I only agreed to divide if there won't be a wall afterwards. You want to make a tanai, make a tanai that I have to mochel zekriya, and then I'll hear the tanai, and then if I agree, I agree, and that's it. Okay, so I was mochel. So I hereby sign that I'm mochel. But you have no indication that anyone was mochel anything. The only thing that happened was the two agreed to divide the shutfis. And now the Mishnah says you build a wall. There's a chiddush, because you'd think that he could say, I only agreed to divide if there won't be a wall. What? Where's that coming from? Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek. We have a situation here that calls for a wall. So what's he saying? No, but I only agreed to divide. What does one have to do with the other? I hope everyone is uncomfortable. Yeah? Good. Yeah. How are you?
Why, Rabbi, Rabbi's reading Tosfos, and it sounds like Tosfos is saying that there's only two ways the Mishnah could have read. Either Ratzu, and there's no Din Chaluka, or there's a Din Chaluka, and then you don't have to have Ratzu. The Mishnah could have also used a Lashon where it didn't necessarily talk about how the division came into question.
Yeah, also good.
So the,
also
big,
good.
The very fact that
okay.
Ratzu
so
sounds
I'm gonna,
like there's something...
Let's bring your question into the mix as well. Okay, so let's take Ari's question. Good. Why discuss, and this is where the tour comes in, Lashon HaTur. Why discuss Bechlal, a case of past history, that there were people who are the Shutfin, and the name of the Perek, HaShutfin, right? Shechinim. Reuven and Shimon live next to, one next to the other, and the Halacha, according to Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek, to build a wall. Now, if you hold Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek, then you understand the point of the Mishnah might very well be that you only have to build a wall because they agreed to build a wall. So the Mishnah Gufa would be teaching us what? Hezek Riyah, Rav Shmei Hezek. Okay. But if we hold Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, so why is the Mishnah after Bichlal talk about a case of people who are originally Shutfin and now they... Tosa's question was within that assumption that we're talking about Shutfin, so why talk about a case of how the partnership dissolved because of mutual consent, and then they have to build a wall? Talk about, well, one imposed the Chalukas of Shutfin on the other because it was Kedei Chaluka. And Tosa gives us there. Ari is coming and asking another variation of Tosa's Kasha, a very important question to do. Who needs to talk about Shutfin? If Yohez Gershmei Hezek, Shechenim live side by side, and there has to be a wall built because it has a Griah. Okay, so Gamze Nichna, we'll put that into the hopper as well. Lashon HaTur is striking in this way, because when the Tur brings the halach of Hezek Re'iyah, here's how he writes it. Simen Kufnen Zayin, Hilchus Shutim Bek. Hilchus Go ahead. Yeah.
I was just saying, maybe within both of these questions, that one might think because they created the Hezek, then they can't.
I mean, they created it. No.
Since they created the hezek by being shutfin, by creating, by,
so maybe
by,
there's no lacha hezek
by
at all.
That they have a, they might think that they have a right to be mochel on the hezek.
They certainly have a right to be mochel, yeah, but hechatesa that there was a mochel
there. Because they needed, it didn't have to be ratzu. So once you say ratzu, it means
if they
want to
be mochel, you can make your own terms. Everyone agrees you can do that. Pashtus, right? But again, the this point, we don't know anything. Hilchisa, no? Hilchisa, Lashon HaTur. Hilchisa, Hezek Yishmei Hezek. He opens Simon Kufnin Zayin Choshen Mishpat with the halacha being Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Lefichach, if you and I were to write, because Yishmei Hezek, what would you say? Lefichach, therefore what? Therefore, if you have what? Reuven and Shimon Shechenim living side by side, there has to be a war because of Hezek Riyah. Listen to Lashon HaTur. Hilchisa Hezek Yishmei Hezek Lefichach Shnayim Shein Shutfin Bechatzer. Two people who are jointly owning a chatzer, the Shutfin Im Yesh Bok Din Chaluka. When I was going to Hilchis Chalukas HaShutfis, we start with Hilchisa Hezek Yishmei Hezek, and then we say Lefichach. So what's the natural consequence of that? Get to the point, right? Talk about the context of Shechinim and Hezek Riyah. No, Hilchach, Lefichach, Shnayim Shein Shutvin Bechatzer, Im Yesh Bo Din Chaluka. If it's big enough, Yochol Koechad Mehem Loch V'Shaveiro Lachlok, V'afilu Lassos B'neihem Mechitza Limnoa Koechad Mehabit B'Shal Chaveiro. Because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, therefore, the halacha is that one of these partners can force the other one to divide, to dissolve the shutfis, to divide, and to make a mechitza that will prevent Hezek Re'iyah on both sides. You hear what the Torah is saying. The Torah is presenting the Din Hezek Rishmei Hezek in connection to the claim that one has over the other by Kedei Chalukah, that the Chalukah that I can impose on you is Ad Kedei Kach. That what? Even Lassos, Ad Kedei Kach, to make a Mechitza Vezek V'ya. Then ain't bo Din Chalukah. The ain kol echad makir is chalko, ain shem echad yachal lachav is chaver lachlok. What in the world is the Torah doing here? He's giving us the halacha of chalukah sashutfis, which is b'kidei chalukah, that he can impose the chalukah sashutfis, and he incorporates within that, that there has to be a wall as well. Both say, this is the key now to unlock ptosis. So this is what I'm telling you now is Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum is the thing. We've discussed so far two ways of understanding the halacha of the Mishnah, of the Kosel, because it has a Gria. Two mahalachim so far. The classic approach that we saw Meduig and many Rishonim is that this is along the same lines of what we call what? Harchokas, Zikin, or Perek Sheni. In other words, when you have Shechenim one next to the other, and what one is doing on his side has some negative impact on the guy on the other side, so accommodations need to be made in the form of hachaka, whatever tikkunim, because that's the din of niske shcheinim, hachakas nezakim. So, in the case of Hezekiah, assuming Hezekiah shmei Hezek, so the fact that the two of them are living here on either side of the chatzar, each one's got their own chatzar, and since there's Hezekiah shmei Hezek, therefore we have to find an accommodation, and that is in the form of building a kosa. That's the equivalent of Rechakas Nezikin of Perikul Yachpar. Many indications in Rishonim that that's the approach, and therefore trying to figure out to what extent I have to, you know, be concerned about being Mazik, the other person, with Hezek Re'iyah, and we have a mutual back and forth potential of Hezek Re'iyah here between the two of them. And we had indications of that issue. Rav Issa Zalman went a different way. He had a problem with this upshat, because according to the Shitas Arayvin and Dav Zayin, if you have a shutfis that's now entitling you to have something based on what you had before, and now it becomes exclusively yours, and you already had the right to have your window, whatever it might be, that would bring with it Hezekiah, so you can keep it. You're not mechuyev to misalik that. So if we plug in Shitas Arayvin when it comes to division of shutfis into our Mishnah, I'm not mechuyev to make accommodations. Hachokas Zizikin doesn't exist in a case like that, according to one Ravid Shita. So Rav Zalman says, a different word. This is not lo yachpar. This is Perek HaShutfin. Perek HaShutfin discusses, for example, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, how you have communal obligations, people, residents of a particular area, of a chatzar, of a city, and so on. And included in that list is a Beis Shar Halacha, that different people who live together in this area. So Kofin Oso, every one of the residents has to contribute to what is for the communal welfare of everybody, the benefits of everybody. Whatever is considered Sorach of all the residents, you have to pay your dues. So Beis Shar, for example, is to prevent Hezekiah of the Rabbim, that people on the outside could begin to look at what's going on inside the Chatzar. So everyone who lives here has to pay for this accommodation, that there shouldn't be Hezekiah of the Rabbim, and that's everyone holds Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. Fine. That's called a Tzorach. Says a Bissa Zalman, when you have two Shutfin here, and there's a Hezekiah issue that each one can see the other, so the communal benefit, the benefit of everybody here is that there should be a wall. So we impose the obligation, just like we impose the halacha Beis Shar on everyone who lives in this area to have to pay for the Beis Shar. There shouldn't be Hezekiah of the Rabbim. So Hezekiah Shmei Hezek means not just a Rabbim is Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, even the Hezekiah of one individual to the other, Shmei Hezek. So therefore it's considered Tzorech, that is on the level that we impose the obligation of the two of them to pay for the wall. That's Mrs. Zalman's approach. Different way to learn of why there's a kosel here. Says Rav Nachum, maybe a third approach, a different way of understanding it. And this will address Aryeh's Kasha, and then ultimately we'll come back and answer Pshat and Tosis and the Lashon HaTorah. The halacha of building a kosel, the Hezek Re'iyah, is very much intertwined with the halacha of Chalukas HaShutfis. we know that when two people are joining, they're jointly owning something, in this case a chatzer, now they're going to separate. And this Reuven is going to have his private chatzer, and Shimon's going to have his private chatzer, exclusively for each one. So there's cases where one can impose that on the other. Reuven can claim that, Shimon, you have to go along with dividing, and there's cases where you need mutual consent. Whenever you have a chalukas ha-shutfis, there are associated costs with it that come together. First and foremost, what's the basis? What's the basic thing that has to be? Just because Reuven gets his private chatzer, but how do you know where Reuven's chatzer is now and Shimon's chatzer? What do you have to have? A mesipas. We saw Rashi. No, mesipas doesn't cost 2 pennies. Maybe it costs $1, $2, $20. Whatever the minimum cost is, okay. Who pays for it? Who pays for it? Obviously, that's part of the, you know, the course of, if you agree, let's say it's a small chatzer, they have to agree. They both agreed. Can one person say, but I'm agreeing to divide, but not to have to pay the $20 for the mesipas? Obviously, if you're agreeing to, any time there's a chulis ha-shutfis, there's going to be associated costs with it that go together. Let's say you have a garment, a piece of material that's very, very large, and there's a halacha, either the owning it, the dividing it up, right? So you have to get a professional tailor to be able to cut exactly right, and there's costs involved. So again, if there's going to be a division, so whether it's one imposing on the other or mutual consent, whatever it is, but obviously the costs are shared by both parties in order for that chalukah to take place. So it's a given that anything that has to come together with that would be shared, cost, by the two parties that now are separating. Understood. The din of the Mishnah, Hezek Yishmei Hezek, brings a new dimension to this issue. When you have shutfis that's being dissolved, nishchatzer, now it's not just going to be a chatzer jointly owned by Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is going to have his chatzer over here, private, his area. Shimon's going to have his chatzer over here. If it's a yesh b'kdei chalukah, Reuven has a right to tell Shimon, we're not going to be shutfin anymore, we're going to divide up, I'm going to have mine, you're going to have yours. When Reuven comes with that claim, yesh b'kdei chalukah, and is demanding Shimon that you have to agree that we're dividing this chatzer, we're no longer sharing it together, I have mine, you have yours, Reuven can demand, as part of that, that Shimon's sharing the cost of mesipas, as we just said. Because that's part of the associated costs that come with chalukah. Comes the man to Amma, Hezek Rishmei Hezek, and says, what else goes into what Reuven can demand of Shimon? This is what the Lashon HaTur is very indicative of. If Reuven can impose on Shimon that he has to agree to separate, separate doesn't just mean that Reuven gets his share, Shalom al Yisrael. Reuven has to have his share in a way that has integrity, that you can view it as Reuven's share, for Reuven to be able to have his share in a proper way, in an appropriate way. A mesipas obviously is a given, because otherwise you don't know where Reuven's share begins or ends and Shimon's share begins. So you have to have a marker. Hezek v'yishmei Hezek goes into the definition of what it means that Reuven has his share appropriately, with integrity. Now, let's go back to the Yisod of Hezekria Shmei Hezek. The Taina was, Eini Chafetz Shetira Asokai, Lashon Rashi. Now, let's go first with the Pshat that's a little bit easier to hear, why this is relevant. For this to be a proper Chatzer for Reuven, appropriate Chatzer, if the problem Hezekria is, he won't be able to use it for what he wants to use. He's always afraid the other guy's looking. That's called an exclusive share. I'm always having to limit myself, constraining myself. I can't really operate freely. Hezek v'yishmei Hezek means that's a concern. So you're looking at me at any given time, which therefore means I have to always be on guard, and I can't normally function here because I'm worried about and limited in how I use it. That's not a proper cheluk of the shutfis. So that is a deficiency in what I have in this chatzer from the shutfis. Shmei Hezek. Therefore, what I can demand of you is that I be granted my share appropriately, which means that there be some way to solve that problem, that I can function here without any limitations, that there be a wall. The same way I can impose on you the cost of the mesipas, Hefiger Shmehezek says, I can impose on you the cost of the wall that gives my share the proper integrity, that I'm not going to be limited in how I function. Because Shmehezek means that that's a big deal, that I can't function as well because you're looking at me. Says Rav Nacha, but it's not just if you learn Hefiger Shmehezek through the prism of limited use. Even if you look at it the way the words of Rashi sound more directly as just the fact that when I'm going to do what I'm going to do, I'm not going to do it less, but I'm doing it with a peeping Tom here, looking at me, staring at me, looking at me. That's very uncomfortable. If I have to function in my chatzar with a basic level of discomfort, that there he is right there looking, even if I'm doing it, I'm not going to do it any less. I'll do it. But what I'm doing there is constantly being scrutinized. That's not called appropriate shear of the chalukah. What I'm entitled to in this chalukah is a justified shut, a chalukah sashutis, not one that's hampered by Hezekiah. You hear the vart of Rav Nachum, it's a kivalik asvar. In other words, the Hezekiah Shmei Hezek enters into the very chalukah of the shutis itself. In other words, the demand of chalukah sashutis brings with it that I should be able to have my share in a way that is by kavodik, that's not diminished, that allows me to use it and not be limited in its use and not to feel that I'm being infringed on by your looking at me. That's all Shmei Hezek. That's the Lashon HaTur. Bringing in Hezek Shmei Hezek and then bringing in the case of one forcing the other to dissolve the shutras. The other mandama would say, no, it's not considered a valid sorach. Just like, look, getting a shear in a chatzar could bring with it all kinds of grandiose ideas of what you're going to do. You want to build a palace, you want to make, who knows what you do. What a beautiful entrepreneurial ideas of what you're going to do. You're not mechuyev, the other guy's mechuyev to try to find a way to accommodate your grandiose idea. I need not to be shortchanged in what I have. But if it's not about being shortchanged, it's about some extra luxury that I want you to pay, help pay for something that allow me to be able to go run with what I have and be able to achieve all what I want to achieve. That's nothing to do with the other guy. That's my cheshbon, not his cheshbon. So does Hezekiah rise to the level that with a Hezekiah potential, my shear is viewed as not being an appropriate shear of shutvis, of the chalukah, that I should now have, not just I have a piece from the shutvis, it's now mine. I have appropriate shear that's mine with dignity, that without it, it's not cool. Just like without a mesipas, you can't view it as, you have to pay for the mesipas as well, because that's what it means to be chalik the shutvis. Hezek Shmei Hezek means that goes into the same halach. Now we can go back and understand Tosfos. I mean, he has Nachum has other rayas, and then maybe we'll see if there's other rayas as we go forward in the Gemara. This is the basic idea that he's presenting. And now he says, now we understand Tosfos very well. This is not about a t'nai that's unspoken that we have to consider Vam Shebelev. What Tosfos is saying is, there's an extra chiddush here in the Mishnah. We took care of Ayas Kasha so far, right? But now we're going to tell what Tosfos is saying. You want to get to this point that the shutfis was dissolved, and there's a din of Hezek Re'iyah, but we could say it where one imposes on the other the division of the shutfis. But instead, the Mishnah talks about in a case where they agreed to dissolve the shutfis, it's Embok De Chaluka. Why? Says Tosfos, because maybe Shimon could say, I only agreed to dissolve the shutfis, but I mean, that's not to make a good. Now, this is clear. Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. But you can't equate what comes with having a share of a shutfis, of what used to be a shutfis, without Hezekiah problem, to getting a share of the shutfis without a mesipas. You can't put them on the same level. Mesipas starts with that. I mean, obviously, to have a share by yourself means you know where your land begins and ends and where his starts. That, no one could think that the agreement would not bring with it my okay, would not bring with it that I have to pay for the mesipas cost. That's a given. But what one could argue is that this extra level, notwithstanding Shmei Hezek, so it's a little more uncomfortable to function with a part of the chatzah now that's now yours with as a gnipa. But if I agreed to dissolve the shutfis, my agreement is limited. It's subject to ad kedei kach. I'm giving you from the shutfis that you should also have the benefit of that. I should be looking at you. That much I didn't agree to. It's not a new tanai. It's a limitation in how much I agreed. And the whole reason why normally we assume that you can force the wall on the other person is because, again, this new idea, not because of Harchakas Nezikin, we'll argue that that doesn't apply here for whatever the reasons. Not because of Beis Shar, we'll say that doesn't apply for whatever the reasons, but because of this new idea. Again, the mutual situation of shutfis that are dissolved brings with it. Again, hachokas nezikin could exist in a one-way situation, but not for whatever the reasons in a two-way situation. It's not about that. It's not about beis shar for whatever reasons either. It's about the idea of the mishnah itself and the Torah's language. When each one is entitled to their share from the shutfis, they're entitled to have it with that framework, that they can function without having Hezekiah impose on them and infringe on what they're getting from the shutfis. That becomes theirs. On this, you can argue that the consent that he gave would say, "Ad kedei kach, I'm not giving consent." Maybe he only consented that you have your share with your mesipas, gesunta heit, but that you have to also have not to be bothered by Hezekiah. I never granted you that. It's a lot easier to hear Tosfos Svara now. It's a very geshmak of pshat, I think, in Tosfos. But I have one major problem with this. And I hate to end with this, you know, in a way. But like, l'chora, I don't know, we'll get to the next Tosfos now. But I tell you, there's l'chora major problem. Not that it can't be pshat in Tosfos, but I tell you where it can't be pshat. Who else brings this kasha and teretz of Tosfos? The Rush. Now, we have a problem. The Rush quotes the same kasha of Tosfos, and the same teretz. Simen Aleph. V'chitema, amaitan masisin ratzu, shem din chaluka lisni hashutin shechalku. Meaning, it doesn't matter that ibag de chaluka, chutin shechalku. Yishlom adribusa kamashmu, and there's an extra chidush here. Demao de tema, demarzi omar kisvat soy lachro, kam nastigo lasas mechitza kamashmu, and mamish the same teretz of Tosfos. But Rabosai, in the Rush, it doesn't work. Because according to the Rush, we've already shown multiple times, and who can tell me how many? Not one, not two, maybe even three. Three indications, okay, go chazi your notes, right? That the Rush learnt upshot in the Mishnah, that the koso of Hezek Re'ia is a koso that fits the paradigm of Harchakas Nezikin. No, who can tell me where we saw that in the Rush? Mechila. Okay, imagine people separated, shouldn't dissolve the partnership, there was no mesipas put up. And now it's already a week later, a month later. Mechila? Of course, chazaka, you mean chazaka. Mechila too, get the kaksusi. I think chazaka, chazaka. That I don't need a mesipas. That's the halacha. The chukas actually brings with the mesipas. What's shayach chazaka? You can be chazaka. The Rush brings discussing just like the paragil yachpar. You get used to not having to make the accommodation. Can you continue without making the accommodation? Hachakas nezikin. The Rush is thinking hachakas nezikin. Mechila, krak susi. The Rush discusses. So the Rush at the end says you can be mochel because it's the cost of the kosel. But the Rush didn't change his premise. The Rush was thinking about the issue of the Mishnah in terms of, wait a second, how could it be that you could be mochel, you can't be mochel kraksusi, right? Kraksusi has a, what about, it's a different issue. It's about getting your share of the shutfis without having to be bothered by Hezek Re'ia. That's the second Rush. What's the other Rush? Hutzah v'dafna, good. Hutzah v'dafna. Let's say one of them decides, I'm not going to go with stones, I'll build on my own turf, Hutzah v'dafna. And other Rishonim say, yeah, but you're not going to solve the long-term problem. And the Rush says, Shoftin Ba'aretz, I can take care of the Hezek of the now and not worry about the Hezek of the future. What's the wall about? Hezek. Chakas Nezikin. I'm causing you Hezek with Hezek Re'ia. Quinter of Nachum, nothing to do with that. It's about chalukas ha-shutfes, so each one's entitled to have his share properly, without being affected by the hezekriya. So what does that do with do I have to accommodate? I shouldn't be mazik you tomorrow. Is enough yeshoftim ba'aretz? It's enough that I'm taking care of now. So three indications in the Rush. The Rush learned our Mishnah plain and simple, harchakas nizikin, and yet the Rush still asked the kasha of Tosis and gave the same teretz. So here we're at a loss. Here you're going to have to start thinking about mechila tonight, tnayim, whatever. And I don't know, pshat, where do you have any indication that that should be what he was agreeing to on these terms, whatever? And Tosis is beautiful. It's geshmak. It's very nice. Because we're defining the whole idea of the kosel is a function of that which comes out of the chalukas ha-shutvis. So these are the terms of what I'm entitled to. It's not just to have my part. To have my part with appropriate parameters that allows me to function here without you looking at me, without me having to limit the time I use it for, whatever. That is the definition of chalukas. It's a very beautiful shot, and it will help us for Tosis. Because now you have an extra chiddush. When it comes to him agreeing to the shutfis being dissolved, maybe he didn't agree to that extent. And that's beautiful Lashna Tur. The Lashna Tur is mamish golden. Hezek says the tour, and lefichach shnayim shein shutfin bechatzer. When one of them is going to make the claim against the other, he can do it. To what extent? Because it's what he's getting from the other person is he's leveraging him not just to agree to divide, but to divide in such a way that I will have a share that's private, exclusive, and free of hezekriya. Beautiful. The Rush doesn't work in the Rush. That's the biggest problem. The Rush doesn't hold this way. The Rush holds harchokas nezikin. The Rush still brought Tosfos kasha. So that we leave as a tzoruch iyun. We have to still finish the next Tosfos with the Mesipas with Rashi, and Mitzvah Shem go on to the next piece of Gemara.